From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivory Gagne. Downtown Columbia's development delay ordinance is set to expire March 31st. The ordinance set restrictions on multifamily residential development and demolition projects within a one-mile radius of downtown. Third Ward Councilmember Carl Scala says the ordinance allowed City Council to monitor the, quote, explosion of activity relating to downtown student housing.
We're headed in the direction of making this the downtown look like a more livable, human scale place rather than what we had before, which didn't anticipate some of the high density nature of residential and so on.
Columbia City Council is not expected to renew the ordinance after passing the Unified Development Code on March 20th. The new code introduces zoning regulations downtown. A bill in the Missouri Senate may repeal prevailing wage laws in the state. Government organizations are currently required to pay an average set wage to all contractors. Proponents of the bill argue it would cut construction costs for public institutions, but some say removing the prevailing wage would slash wages for contractors. One member of the Heavy Construction Laborers Union said the bill doesn't support the middle class and would have disastrous effects on the economy. If approved, Missouri would join 20 other states with no prevailing wage law. Faith Voices of Columbia invited Ward 1 City Council candidates to the Wilkes Boulevard United Methodist Church last night to discuss solutions for poverty and homelessness in Columbia. KBIA's Claire Banderas has more.
Candidates Andrew Hutchinson, Pat Kelly, and incumbent Clyde Ruffin talked with Ward 1 residents about the unique set of challenges the area faces. Community members shared testimony, and candidates were asked a series of questions regarding ways to increase employment, create more affordable housing, and repair and maintain infrastructure. Alice Chamberlain is an organizer with Faith Voices of Columbia. She says the purpose of the event was to make sure candidates have these issues at the forefront of their minds.
We thought it was a great kind of starting point for some deep civic engagement that we want to be doing in Ward 1 so that people in this community feel powerful and feel like they can demand true accountability from their elected representatives.
This was the first of many conversations the group plans to have. Chamberlain says Faith Voices of Columbia hopes to increase voter turnout in the first ward for the April 4th election by organizing conversations, knocking on doors, and making calls. Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Cole County Clerk's Office tested its voting machines Wednesday ahead of the April 4th municipal election. It's required by state law that counties test its machines before and after each election. A Cole County official said every machine worked fine and the county's ready for the election. Abby Ivory Gagne, KBIA News, Columbia. Faith Voices of Columbia invited Ward 1 City Council candidates to the Wilkes Boulevard United Methodist Church last night to discuss solutions for poverty and homelessness in Columbia. KBIA's Claire Banderas has more.
Candidates Andrew Hutchinson, Pat Kelly, and incumbent Clyde Ruffin talked with Ward 1 residents about the unique set of challenges the area faces. Community members shared testimony, and candidates were asked a series of questions regarding ways to increase employment, create more affordable housing, and repair and maintain infrastructure. Alice Chamberlain is an organizer with Faith Voices of Columbia. She says the purpose of the event was to make sure candidates have these issues at the forefront of their minds.
We thought it was a great kind of starting point for some deep civic engagement that we want to be doing in Ward 1 so that people in this community feel powerful and feel like they can demand true accountability from their elected representatives.
This was the first of many conversations the group plans to have. Chamberlain says Faith Voices of Columbia hopes to increase voter turnout in the first ward for the April 4th election by organizing conversations, knocking on doors, and making calls. Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.